through the stick in the nose.
Okay. And if it weren't a stick, but something hard and round, what might that be that he'd pick up and throw?
Could it be a hard ball?
Okay, or something that might be out in the middle of a field. Not, they're not a ball, you know, just something you might come along up in the field.
Lighter, no.
Down here. Okay, but something, a mineral. You might call it a, would you be more likely to say you'd pick up a rock or you'd pick up a stone?
A rock.
Okay. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, they, you know, you say, well, I'd like to see him. You might say, no, he's not
here.
Or he's not, use the word home. No, he's not
home.
Okay. Would you be likely to say at home or to home, either one, or you just say he's not home?
I'd say he's not home.
Okay. And what about talking about putting milk in a cup of coffee, you might say some people like it and some people like it. Some people
plain.
Like it. Okay, some people like it something milk and some people like it the other way milk. Some people like it
with milk.
And some like it.
And some without it.
Okay. And if someone is not walking away from you, you might say, he's coming straight
to me.
Okay. Another way of saying that, instead of saying to me, he's coming in my direction. He's coming
to me.
Okay. Another word besides to me. If you say, he's coming straight, not away from me, but if somebody is not going away from you, you say he's coming straight. Another way besides to me, he's coming straight in my direction. He's coming straight.
He's coming straight in my direction.
Okay. Or put something else with to. He's coming straight towards me. He's coming straight
toward me.
Okay, how's that? Read the whole sentence from the policeman.
For a counter.
He's coming straight. That same word you just used.
Toward me.
Okay. If you saw somebody that you haven't seen for quite a while, you may, somebody asked about it, you might say, well, you know, just this morning I across in downtown. I what? Instead of saying you met him, you might say I ran downtown. I ran up
into him downtown.
Okay, or another way of saying I ran into him, I ran up
on him.
Okay. Or would you be likely to say I ran across? Okay. If a child is given the same name that his father has, you might say they named the child his father. How would you say that?
After his father.
Okay. And the animal that barks is a?
A dog.
And if somebody wants a dog to attack another dog or a person, what do they say to him, to the dog?
Get him.
Okay. And if the dog liked to bite, you might say the boy was what by the dog? He was
mean to him.
Okay. And if somebody kept going inside the fence where a watchdog was, you might say, you better watch out or you'll get
ran over.
Okay. But I want, if you're warning, if you're warning the child to be careful for fear that the dog will bite him, you might say, you better be careful or you'll get
bit.
Okay. And somebody might say, watch out for that dog. Yesterday, the mailman, he
bit the mailman.
Okay. And that dog will bite anybody. He has a dozen people. He has
bit a dozen people.
Okay. In a herd of cattle, what is the word that you use to refer to the male?
Wolf.
And are there different words that you use to refer to him depending on whether it's a group of all women? Or is that just the word you always use? Did you ever hear anybody to avoid trying to say the word bull, say the male animal or any such thing as that?
Yes. Male animal.
Okay. And if you have two mules that are pulling a wagon, you might say you've got a what? A mule.
A team.
Okay. Or another way to say that might be